Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 8th, Happy Resurrection Day, and I am reading from the New International Version and then the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today we pick up in Romans chapter 10. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or 'Who will descend into the deep?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. As I was reading this passage, I began to think about our baptismal liturgy in the church, and when someone stands in the baptismal waters and Dr. Dortch asks them, what is the profession of faith that you make? Their response is, Jesus is Lord, which is right here in Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so let us all stop right here and pray for someone that we know who has not proclaimed faith in Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would, even today, bring him or her to faith. Bring our friend, our family member, the one whom you have laid on our hearts, to faith in you so that they might proclaim these same words that Jesus is Lord. Okay, let's move on to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 80. For the director of music, to the tune of the Lilies of the Covenant of Asaph, a psalm. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down, it is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. And now let's move over to the book of Ezekiel. Remember, we are in the section of Ezekiel where we are talking about the judgment on Israel. And in this particular section, chapters 15 through 23, we see use of parable and allegory to kind of present who the people of Israel are. In chapter 15, remember there was this image of a burnt, useless stick or vine. In chapter 16, we had the adulterous, rebellious wife. And here in chapter 19, we're going to see the image of a lion. I want you to hear what my study Bible says about chapter 19. Ezekiel used illustrations to communicate many of his messages. With the picture of the lioness and her cubs, he raised the curiosity of the listeners. The lioness symbolizes the nation of Judah, and the two cubs were two of its kings. The first cub was King Jehoahaz, who had been taken captive to Egypt in 609 BC by Pharaoh Necho. The second cub was either King Jehoiachin, who had already been taken into captivity in Babylon, or King Zedekiah, who will soon be taken. This illustration showed that for Judah there was no hope for a quick return from exile and no escape from the approaching Babylonian armies. So as the other chapters have been telling us, Israel is headed for doom. Ezekiel chapter 19, the title in my Bible says, "A funeral song for Israel's kings." Sing this funeral song for the princes of Israel. What is your mother? A lioness among lions? She lay down among the young lions and reared her cubs. She raised one of her cubs to become a strong young lion. He learned to hunt and devour prey, and he became a man-eater. Then the nations heard about him, and he was trapped in their pit. They led him away with hooks to the land of Egypt. When the lioness saw that her hopes for him were gone, she took another of her cubs and taught him to be a strong young lion. He prowled among the other lions and stood out among them in his strength. He learned to hunt and devour prey, and he too became a man-eater. He demolished fortresses and destroyed their towns and cities. Their farms were desolated and their crops were destroyed. The land and its people trembled in fear when they heard him roar. Then the armies of the nations attacked him, surrounding him from every direction. They threw a net over him and captured him in their pit. With hooks, they dragged him into a cage and brought him before the king of Babylon. They held him in captivity so his voice could never again be heard on the mountains of Israel. Your mother was like a vine planted by the water's edge. It had lush green foliage because of the abundant water. Its branches became strong, strong enough to be a ruler's scepter. It grew very tall, towering above all others. It stood out because of its height and its many lush branches. But the vine was uprooted in fury and thrown down to the ground. The desert wind dried up its fruit and tore off its strong branches, so that it withered and was destroyed by fire. Now the vine is transplanted to the wilderness, where the ground is hard and dry. A fire has burst out from its branches and devoured its fruit. Its remaining limbs are not strong enough to be a ruler's scepter. This is a funeral song, and it will be used in a funeral. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In Psalm 80 today, we heard this refrain, "Restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved." This idea of God's face shining upon us is reminiscent of Moses when he came down off of the mountain and he had been in the presence of the Lord and his face glowed because he had been in God's presence. And it's also reminiscent of the Aaronic blessing that we find in Numbers chapter 6. And so I want to leave you with this blessing and pray that the Lord would bestow it upon you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.